is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz. Mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mama. Today I wanted to talk about being authentic, about feeling like you can really be the real you, talk about the things that are exciting you, perhaps the challenges you're finding in your life, sharing the amazing new ways that you're learning to focus on your thoughts, perhaps even exploring different ways of living and showing up in your life. Over the last few years of running Happy Mama and holding programs online for over 300 different women, I've really noticed that the thing that the mamas love the most is feeling like they finally have a space where they can be themselves, where they don't worry about being judged if they talk about things like mindfulness or meditation, where they talk about the type of parent they want to be without worrying about being compared to others, where they can feel strong, brave, and who they really are, or at the same time, they can be vulnerable. They can share that they're really struggling, that they are finding it harder, so much harder than they thought. When we have that sense of community around us, it really helps us step into what we're learning. It helps us see that it's okay to be who we really are. It opens our eyes to how other people are doing it. It's just so important. There's so much judgment amongst women. So much judgment. We judge ourselves and each other so harshly that most of us are hiding who we really are. I know for me, for many, many years, I almost had this secret identity. I was studying international politics. I was working at the ABC. I was prepping for interviews with the Prime Minister. I knew all about current affairs and politics, but on my bedside table at home, there were books by Louise Hay. There were insights into Buddhism. I was listening to podcasts about chakras and energies and craving a different knowledge that I wasn't getting at work. But do you think I felt like I could show up as that person? Absolutely not. I know so many of you would feel like this too. It was like there was two parts of me. Yes, I was the outwardly successful, busy mama, juggling children and my career and doing all of these amazing things. And that fascinated me. That still does fascinate me. I still want to have the latest information about what's happening in my world. I still want to be involved in international events. There's absolutely nothing that has changed with that. But there's also a very big part of me that is deeply spiritual, that is fascinated by the human condition, that wants to understand the differences of the religions around the world, who wants to sit with my journal and reflect on what all of this means. Why is this happening to me and how can I show up better? But for so long, I felt like that part of me had to be hidden. I didn't really talk about the fact that I was meditating because it seemed like such a judgmental thing. I didn't want to be one of those mums. I could say I'd go to yoga because, you know, that's cool now. But to actually get up in the morning and clear my chakras, I don't think so. I also didn't really tell anybody that I was training to be a life coach. That whole side of my life was hidden from a lot of people around me, especially at work, for a long time because I felt like they had an image of who I was. So many of us live our lives like this. We become mamas and something changes in us. we're not so attached to what we used to think was important, and we've started exploring other things. Perhaps you've suddenly become fascinated about learning more about food. You really want to cut out toxins in your life and cut out the foods that you know and have noticed are not good for you and your children. But you don't want to talk about it too much because you don't want people to judge you and think that you're now one of those mamas. Maybe you won't be invited to the birthday parties anymore, or mums will worry about what your children eat compared to what their children eat. So you hide yourself. You swallow your words and you don't talk about it. Or maybe your career is not lighting you up anymore. Maybe you are feeling a call to do something with a greater purpose. Maybe there's something stirring inside you to explore new things despite all the work and years of effort that you've put into this life. Maybe you're questioning things. Maybe you're reading books that are changing your thinking. Maybe you're listening to podcasts that are opening your mind. But that's all private, because in your real world, it's hard to share. Maybe your mother's group isn't in the same place as you. That was a big struggle for me for a long time. And it's taken a few years for me to finally be brave enough to peel back all of those layers and show up as who I really am. To feel confident enough to talk about my beliefs and what I know to be true. That I really do believe in the power of meditation and journal writing and setting intentions. And I believe with every fibre of my being that my thoughts create my reality. When I focus on good thoughts, when I connect with those thoughts and I work on myself, I am a better mum, a better wife, a better businesswoman, all of it. I know that for sure now. And I've gotten to the place finally where I don't care who knows that. I'm okay with that, but it's taken me a long time. And the key to me finally being able to feel confident in this is to find a tribe of women, a group of women who I feel like I can talk about this openly. A group of women who at first were all online, who I didn't actually meet in person for a really long time, who I could share my thoughts about all of this. I could be the real me. We could talk about what was going on in the world, and we could talk about what was going on in our energy. That was the start of me stepping into who I really am. It was my turning point when I found women who got it and who I felt brave enough to show my real self to. I started finding new courage. I could find my voice. I could finally speak about the things that I was passionate about and not hide any of it. And then the more confident I grew within that group, the more I was able to do it in other areas of my life. And slowly, over the years, I've now gotten to a place where I am who I am. Pretty much everyone knows what my story is now, who's in my life, and they know that I'm a mixture of that journalistic, hard-hitting news lover as well as the completely spiritual deep thinker. This is who I am. And I remember standing up just very recently at my 40th birthday party, a beautiful lunch in Adelaide with my oldest and dearest friends and my family and my children around. And I said, with quite a lot of tears streaming down my face, I have finally found my voice. It's taken me 40 years, but I finally have found my voice and I am who I am. And it started because I found women who felt the same. And it was private and small and online first, but that didn't matter. Because then over the coming years, those similar people started showing up in my life, in real life. They started showing up in my circle of friends. My long-term girlfriends started opening up to me in different ways. We started having different conversations amongst ourselves too. This is the power of finding women and finding a safe space where you can talk about all that's going on in your mind and your head, where you can share those deeper thoughts that you're contemplating as you're with your children or up in the night or making sandwiches, whatever you're doing. We can't hide this change. We're evolving. There is an awakening amongst so many of us. We're asking deeper questions. We're wanting to know different answers, yet we're afraid to say it out loud at the start because we're not sure what everyone else is thinking about this yet. And that's why something like an online community is so powerful. When you know within a small group, you can share your thoughts, you can be vulnerable, you can say the things that you've been wondering without being judged, without your best friend knowing about it just yet, without everyone reading about it on social media, you're able to step into who you really are. And that's why within this new membership that I have just launched on my website, the New Moon Circle, the most powerful part of this will be the community that we create. This will be a space where you can explore things like, what does my life really mean now that I'm a mum? What if I don't want what I thought I wanted? It will give you a chance to, every month, get clear on what it is you want in your life, set an intention, work out what your energy and your thoughts need to be to make that come true. Then you'll be able to share it with each other. You'll be able to have a space where you can be the real you. And perhaps you don't even know who that real you is yet. Perhaps you're still figuring that out. This is where you get to explore that. Once a month, we get together and we set intentions. We write down what it is we want for this coming 4 weeks. We understand what's going on in the world around us and we pause and say, hang on, what is it that I want? What is my priority right now? Underneath all of the rushing and the busyness and the schedules and everything I have to do each day, what is it that I want this month to be about? And we support each other and we share that. And then 2 weeks later, we come back together to release and forgive what we need to let go. Over the next few months, these groups will grow into real women circles around Australia and around the world. Some very beautiful key mamas have offered to start holding Happy Mum and New Moon circles in their capital cities. So if you want to sit in a circle with real women, real life women, and share all of these beautiful thoughts and experiences that you're going through, perhaps that you can't share with anyone else in your life right now, we have that circle for you. Or you can do what I did all those years ago. You can just start by connecting to strangers, beautiful, aligned, soulful strangers that are brave enough to explore all these things and to listen to that whisper that's saying, I think there's a different way. I think it's meant to be more than this. I think there's a different way to connect with the energy of the world, move forward and rest. Set intentions and let everything else go. I think there's a better way. And that's what this New Moon Circle will do. It will allow you to find a tribe of women so you can really give birth to the real you. I hope you can be a part of it and find your tribe like I have. Sat Nam, beautiful mamas. To be a part of the New Moon Mama Circle, just head to happymama.com.au and sign up for the monthly program. Each month you'll receive 2 meditations, a workbook, and a chance to connect deeply with yourself and mamas on the same journey as you. Thanks for listening, beautiful mamas. Until next time, Sat Nam.